If you would turn to the back of your bulletin. The second reading for this morning. If it didn't make sense as to what it was talking about, I'm not surprised. The book of Hebrews connects what happens in the temple with what Christ is all about, with what happens today. If we don't understand what took place in the temple, and sometimes if we change what we think Jesus did compared to what he did, then we don't understand today either. So if I was to paraphrase this lesson for you, it would sound something like this. Jesus Christ did not ascend on the day of ascension into a place that was made by man, human construction, human materials. He ascended into heaven, the fullness of the kingdom of God. Why? So that he would be in the presence of the Heavenly Father, because he is the way to the Heavenly Father. For Jesus himself said, "No one comes to the Father except through me." In heaven, Jesus is the advocate, and he speaks on our behalf, but he only speaks the truth. No exaggeration, no bragging, no bribes, nothing else but the truth. And he speaks the truth about his sheep, for he knows his sheep by name. And he says to the Father, "I died for," and then fill in your name, "for you and you and all." I died once and for all. No other blood sacrifice, like in the Old Testament, is to be offered again. No other sacrifice is required. No other sacrifice works once and for all. It is complete, one-time payment. And I am not to die again, but I will live and reign now and forever. And one day, my people will be with me. Today's theme is about quality control. And as I mentioned in the intro, you know, it's certainly relevant. I mean, just think about it. Within the last 2 years, have you had anything break down? Yes. You know, you've seen editorials. We live in a disposable throwaway society, right? It's like we make things to be temporarily functional, but not to last. And part of that is to get you in the store again. And part of that is we like buying cheap. Quality control. Things made by humans fail. Quality control was an issue in the Old Testament. The people were sinners, and there was to be a sacrifice. And on the Day of Atonement, they would take that sacrifice, and the priest would go behind what is called the veil into the Holy of Holies, and there he would put the blood of the Lamb on the Ark of the Covenant on top where the mercy seat was. And he would do that once a year. But he would have to do that every year for the sins of the people. And there were other sacrifices to be offered by individuals, by households, for the sin that we do. The one sacrifice was not enough in its quality, and it certainly didn't control us, because by nature we're sinful. We keep making messes. But there was a promise of God in the Old Testament that one day there would be a Messiah, a Savior. We know him as Christ the Lord. The Bible makes that one clear. And there he would be, as John the Baptist described him, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. This is a quality lamb. But it isn't controlled by man. Again, the one who's truly human and truly divine, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world, is the one who comes by the plan of God, by an act of God. For Mary conceives, and that isn't of human control. And there she gives birth to her firstborn son, whose birth we celebrate very soon. Quality control. The Savior is born in the city of David. But again, people messed up. Some went, nah, I don't think so. And some wouldn't listen. And those that did listen to them, they didn't believe. And those who were empowered didn't want him. So again, we see the things that are made by man are often corrupt, often manipulative, often impure. And there that crowd one day shouted, crucify him. And man thought he was in control. The high priest said it well. It is fitting that one should die for the many. And he thought that was his great thinking, but the Bible says, no, you didn't say that of your own, but the Holy Spirit gave you those words, even though you wouldn't know it. And that one who died rose. And this section in Hebrews brings all of that together. For the one who died on Calvary is the high priest forever. He is the Lamb once and for all. He is the plan of salvation, which is controlled by God, and he is quality. He does not fail. That once and for all, as he indicates right there in the text again, reminds us that our sins are paid for once and for all. It's sufficient. Or as Jesus said from the cross, it is finished. We have a hard time with that, don't we? We're so used to things failing that sometimes we act as if we have to do something because God's quality and God's control is not enough. I've got to fix this. If you really have to, you can raise your hand. I won't look. How many of you are fixers? Go ahead. You know, I've got to fix this. I've got to solve this. I've got to pay for this. Jesus' death is not enough. Not enough for my betrayal, not enough for my anger, not enough for my lust, not enough for my greed, my lies, my corruption, my stealing. You name it, we've done it, right? Jesus is not enough. But this tells us he is. By the proclamation of God, he's enough. So many people, when they've asked the question, if you died tonight, would you go to heaven? I remember it was called Kennedy Evangelism Explosion. It was one of the outreach questions you would do on cold calls, knocking on doors, you know. Can't get away with that one now. They don't open doors. But think about it. People would say, well, I don't know. Well, I've tried. I hope so. Well, it's up to God. All kinds of answers we might hear. And I think we would hear some of those answers today and more. But none of them or few of them would be a proclamation of the gospel. Pew Research has shown us that the latest survey showed that the United States is becoming less and less Christian. Do you believe this? Yeah. It is people not believing and trusting in God's quality and God's control. And so they're bringing in philosophies and thinking and world religions to add, to beef it up, if you will, to shore it up, to make it strong and mighty as if it will last forever. And it doesn't work that way. It is Jesus, according to the scriptures, that approaches the Father and says, I died. Once and for all. And for all who believe, they have the gift of salvation. quality control. It's an issue. It's relevant. And it is a spiritual one for us. We recognize that we are the sinner and the saint. The only quality we have is the righteousness of Christ. The only control we have is when we surrender to God. And that's what the message is in Hebrews. It is that God had a plan, and the plan was for your benefit. And God fulfilled that plan in Christ. And there's a part of that plan that is yet to unfold. And the Sundays in the month of November, like this, kind of wrap up the church year, and it focuses on that end plan, the return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, when He calls all believers to Himself. And He says to the Father, "I died for," and it is as if He names us one by one. But we recognize in Scriptures it happens in a blink of an eye. No negotiation, no proof texting, no documentation, no background check. In a blink of an eye, you enter the kingdom of God forever. Into quality. We're always trying to make quality here, aren't we? We're trying to have quality in our clothing style. We try to have quality in our diet. We try to have quality in our construction and things like that. We're always working to build up here. But what we get the greatest joy out of is that God has this quality prepared for us, that one day we will be received into the kingdom of heaven. Every time in the news, I want you to think, every time in the news, every time you read an article about quality control and recalls and things not working like they were supposed to, and whether it's within technology that there were glitches or failures or whatever it is, just remember, let it be a message that the Lord uses to touch your heart, that you do not have that issue with God, because He does not fail. His plan is sure. Salvation is certain. That God says to you, yes. Y-E-S. Yes, Easter saves. So that at least one Sunday of the year, we say, Jesus has risen. Hallelujah. Yeah. He has entered the temple, not made with hands. He stands before God, preparing for us. And one day, we get to be there. Amen.